Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Oh, hello there, and happy holidays! If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, tis the season. And so, we've collected a few Christmas newsletters for some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there is one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Welcome back to another episode of It's a Wonderful Lie. I'm Ashley Flowers, and I'm here with Holly Laurent.
Hello, everybody.
And Greg Hess.
Here we go.
You guys, I'm excited about this letter. I'm excited about every letter. I'm loving doing the show.
They are so fun.
Happy that everyone's listening. Everyone's enjoying it with us. I kind of wanted to ask you today. So I was reading through this letter, getting ready for today. And one of the people in our letter makes this like kind of unique craft and gift for people.
Oh, cool.
Which made me wonder, have you guys already started buying your Christmas gifts this year? I mean, we're like down to the wire.
I know we are done. Actually, this is early for me. If I bought I haven't gotten Holly's present yet, but I do know what I'm going to get you. I just haven't hit. I haven't hit order on it yet.
We should say Greg and I are married in case this makes sense.
You guys, we're like 4 or 5 episodes in. Do you think people didn't know that? Oh my God.
We're married to each other.
Maybe they thought that we got together over the course of this podcast.
Those two definitely have chemistry.
They fell in love on air.
So I'm going to close. Okay, so I'm going to.
Yeah, I want you to close your. I want to know what Greg's getting you.
Should I leave the room? No, I'll just really.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay, I'm getting Holly, because, you know, we're always home now. I'm getting us new sheets, new, like, really nice sheets, and new satin pajamas that say, Holly hates to get up in the morning, so they're embroidered, and they say, "F*** off."
I love it.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting her.
You want to tap her and let her know she can come back in?
Okay, we're back?
Yeah,
I like it. I like it a lot.
Is it thumbs up, Ash?
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I think you're really going to like it.
Okay. He's closing his. Okay, so you know what? I tried to get him, but I haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. But you know how you always see those like really good hand massagers described now? Like those massagers that like pound the shit out of your back. Have you seen those?
No, but go on.
So we both, like, we're all in lockdown out in LA. We can't, you know, like go to the chiropractor or nothing. And we're both just like, oh, I'm falling apart and everything aches. And we're, you know, because we haven't been able to like go to yoga and go to the gym and all that stuff. So I was like, ooh, I'm going to get him a really good hand massager. And I tried to get one on Black Friday, but all of them like do all these cookies and make you sign up for all this stuff. And I was like, they're selling my information. And I got mad and didn't buy it.
Well, I don't know, but I don't know anything about back massagers, but I do have this great foot massager. Everyone made fun of me for buying and now everyone uses it and I don't get to anymore. So we'll connect after.
Okay. Tap, you can come back.
Okay, I'm back.
What are you going to get for Eric, Ash?
Oh, yeah, I can tell you because he doesn't listen to a single podcast that I make. So even though this is going to come out before Christmas, he's going to have no idea. We actually don't do Christmas gifts. Me and my whole family, we don't do gifts anymore. I love it. This is the best part, so we can actually just spend time together. However, our anniversary is on New Year's Eve.
Oh, cool.
So I got him. He's a big Liverpool fan, soccer team. And so I found this artist who does, like, she uses nails to, like, hammer in nails and, like, make art. And she's, like, making their big emblem. And we're going to put it up in our house, which is, like, definitely a gift for him. I almost feel like the gesture is the gift because I definitely don't want soccer stuff in my house.
That is really
very
nice.
Loving. That's very cool.
I love it.
That's fantastic.
All right. Well, you guys know what you're getting. Neither one of you have actually gotten it. So if you change your mind, I've got someone in this letter who makes quite the unique gift okay. if you need a backup.
Perfect.
All right, let's get to it.
It's a wonderful lie.
Clang, clang, clang. The Mandel family update train is coming round the bend.
Oh, already got sad.
We've been waiting for it. I'm so glad I'm on the platform.
Clang, clang, clang comes the update.
Ooh, I like that. I can't hear the like train, but like, David, you could put it in because I can feel it. Like I've got my little
totally.
Conductor.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's start things off by wishing everyone a joyous holiday season.
Yay.
As we took pen to paper, hand to keyboard, you get the gist, this year,
okay.
We spent a moment thinking of each of you. We are so rich in family and friends.
You know, I could feel them thinking about me.
Yeah. Thank you for sending those thoughts.
Thank you, Mandels.
Also, I really appreciate, in the spirit of honesty, I mean, it is Christmas after all, that you corrected yourself after saying pen to paper and you said, this is a keyboard.
That's right.
You get the gist.
Yeah, I think I do.
We'll start with the obvious. The Mandel tribe is back in our castle.
Oh, wait, so they're...
A castle?
Wait, so they're not just rich in family and friends. They're rich in rich.
You're straight up wealthy.
You're the best kind of rich there is.
Apparently, they're like rich in gold coins and live in a castle somewhere.
You may remember from last year's update, we were in the throes of home renovation. Who knew a downstairs rehab would take 7 months?
7 months wasn't easy.
I thought we were talking about a castle.
I know.
Seems good to me.
I mean, they had to put in actual bathrooms and things.
This medieval reinforcement of the moat has been a nightmare.
But as of November, we are out of my brother and his husband's carriage house.
Okay, oh. A carriage house.
What is a carriage house?
I don't know, but apparently all these people live in medieval castles.
I was like, this is very old-timey language.
I know. Carriage house, I mean, I
like
guess that's
like
a guest house. But
yeah.
Wow, that, maybe they actually are medieval. Maybe we're getting a newsletter from the past.
Well, in parentheses, they go on to say, forever grateful, Tom and Keith. We even avoided politics most of the time.
Oh, they had so many fights about politics.
Oh, no. Yeah. They don't, my gay brother's always trying to push his liberal agenda on me.
I'm sorry. You know, we love Keith, but we just can't support your politics, Tom and Keith.
But thanks for the carriage house. Forever grateful, forever grateful, forever grateful.
Hashtag forever grateful. We are back under our own roof, and our own beds have never felt so comfy.
That's kind of a comment. Tom and Keith, you guys got to get a Sleep Number bed.
Yeah, is it too much to ask for a Tempur-Pedic in a gosh darn carriage house?
To celebrate the new game room. Oh, so they must have to put in a game room.
Oh, that's cool.
To celebrate the new game room, we had the inaugural Mandel Billiards Tournament a few weeks ago. And Katie walked away with the grand prize. Dad still wonders if she's been practicing on the side. Do we have a pool shark in our midst?
Oh, yeah. Katie's been doing Color of Money style pool hustling at night. She goes out when all of you are asleep and she goes and makes that bank at the billiards club.
In between taking the family to the cleaners, Katie has been kicking A and taking names in 10th grade at Fairfield.
Mom, did you say I kick A? Don't say I kick
A. An actual A. I'm not even censoring this. An actual A. Some of her highlights include a string of successes with the Debate Society.
Okay,
good arguer.
A very well-received run for class vice president on a smaller advertising budget than some big money candidates I could mention.
Oh, she lost.
No. Mom, don't tell him I lost. Honey, you learn a lot by losing, darling.
That's
you
right.
ran a great campaign.
I mean, apparently she doesn't mind money international politics, but she wants to keep the money out of her kids' school politics.
And of course, her big spring class trip to Barcelona. Oh, no. Well, she's correcting me. She knew we'd read it wrong. Pronounced Barcelona, we have now learned.
Oh, Barcelona.
But she says that was unfortunately cut short due to the Rona.
The Rona. I really...
Apostrophe, capital R-O-N-A. The Rona.
The Rona's been kicking A.
The Rona kicking A and Barcelona.
Yes, this mama bear was not quite ready to have her little girl roaming the world. But Katie's squad and Mrs. O'Reary's supervision left no reason to worry. And a fantastic time was had by all.
My God, can you imagine going on a class trip as a 10th grader to Barcelona? I mean, like, this kid goes to a really nice private school. Mm. Our class trips were like, we get to go to Washington, D.C. for an afternoon, and you get a soggy bag lunch. Now get back in the bus.
Even that was impressive to me. I went to, like, a teeny tiny Christian school, and there was, like, no trips.
Oh,
like,
really?
We would take a trip, like, we would walk across the parking lot to the church, but, like, that was the extent of it.
Kids, today you get to go see the sanctuary.
We went to the Kellogg factory in Battle Creek, Michigan, and we each got a tiny little box of Raisin Bran, and I thought it was the coolest thing in the whole world.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Katie? Count your blessings. None of us got cool class trips.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Katie still won't admit if she tried sangria.
She
did. I may be waiting on an answer for years.
She definitely did.
But we love your thirst for adventure, Catherine.
Oh, love the joke there. Good work.
Sangria? I hope she did. Mrs. Ori definitely was with a bunch of adolescents. Mrs. Ori was just like surrounded by handsome Spaniards, like dripping in sangria.
On this class trip. Totally. While Katie has been busy seeing the world, Corey has been busy saving it. Mm. 2020 marked his first year with AmeriCorps, so it sounds like this is a great fit for our social justice warrior.
Corey's taken after his uncle, Keith, and the liberal agenda.
Wow, Keith and Tom, you really rubbed off on Corey because now he's going to be some kind of liberal volunteer.
After training in Vicksburg, Mississippi, Corey is now stationed in New Orleans, which he says is about so much more than Mardi Gras.
What?
No, it's
wait,
not.
Wait.
It's in quotes. It's in quotes.
Corey is partying his balls off in New Orleans.
Yeah, but Corey, nobody said anything about Mardi Gras.
No one
we were
said
like,
anything.
Okay, New Orleans, that sounds lovely. You're the one bringing up Mardi Gras.
I feel like his mom is saying some stuff about Mardi Gras for her to, I don't know, I just, there's some tension there.
She's like, I once had two hurricanes and ended up blacked out, lost my corset, and woke up in a bed I didn't know where I was. She wears a corset if she lives in a castle.
That's right. Good point.
For sure. For sure. More great news. For all of you who know Corey's girlfriend, Madison, we were happy to hear that after doing the long distance thing, in quotes, for almost a year, Madison will be transferring from Northwestern to Tulane for her senior year so they can be together again.
Madison, don't do it, girl. Don't do it.
Changing colleges for you, man.
That's a big one. And leaving Northwestern in
out
your senior year?
I'm just like out of state tuition.
Oh, I know.
I know.
Also, I have a feeling Corey, he's down in New Orleans. He's probably like, yeah, Madison, finish school. She's like, no, I'm moving.
It's probably Madison who thinks it's all Mardi Gras down there.
Oh,
he's the one
yeah.
telling Madison it's not all parties. It's
right.
not all.
I'm a social justice warrior. I am not in those streets. I'm not.
She's like, I've been saving up beads this whole semester. I'm going to Tulane.
He's like, I'm finally in the world and my college girlfriend's following me to Mardi Gras.
Well, mom says, I dare say a spark has returned to both of their eyes.
Oh.
You just can't keep true love apart. So that's the moral of the story, Greg.
That is so sweet. I give them one semester.
Many of you know Lewis is still at Stone Point and riding that copyright litigation roller coaster.
Wait, I thought we were on a clang, clang, clang on a train.
I know.
Now we're on a roller coaster. Okay, so Lewis is a copyright litigator at Stone Point.
Is he? Or is he being sued for copyright litigation?
Oh, wow.
Wait, hang on. Let me keep reading. So I know he can't wait to trade in his briefcase. Oh, so he must be the lawyer. Okay. I know he can't wait to trade in his briefcase for a captain's hat and get back to his first love. Okay, second love. Sailing.
Okay.
Oh, because she's his, yep.
She's his first
they
love.
They got a boat. Y'all, these people have a castle and a boat.
I know, and a briefcase. Like, do people still carry briefcases?
Yes.
They are definitely writing to us from another era.
If I was a copyright litigation lawyer, I would definitely carry a briefcase, although I don't think it's a roller coaster. I have a feeling it's really boring.
Unless that briefcase is because he's just carrying around bags of cocaine. That's what makes litigating feel like a roller coaster.
Well, she says, book your place for a tour around Block Island Sound for summer 2030.
Summer 2030?
Why is that so long?
Why is it so...
The world is not going to make
it. That's either a comment on the pandemic or that she just knows that he's never going to retire. Lewis is just going to be at Stone Point forever.
So if we want Lewis to take us sailing, we have to book now for 10 years from now?
2030. And as for me, my hand-painted oars with beach scenes have been flying out of my workshop for the holidays.
Hand-painted what?
Hand-painted oars.
Like,
oh, like rowing oars.
Like a rowing oar. And they're flying right out of her workshop like a witch's broom.
I got... Hey, would somebody get me a hand-painted oar for Christmas? I want one of these.
That's so cute.
I'm proud to say I can barely keep up with demand. I'm just happy my craft work can bring happiness to others, especially those without access to the ocean.
This is so sweet. Like, boy, I might never see the ocean with my own two eyes, but look at this gorgeous craft work of an oar I put up on the wall.
I bought a hand-painted oar because I'll never see the ocean.
I just stare at those beautiful painted waves in acrylic.
Corey has even inspired me to try painting New Orleans scenes.
Oh.
Let's find out if a riverboat is harder to paint than a lighthouse.
A riverboat is definitely harder to paint than a lighthouse. And I'm going to say that somebody got the first riverboat that she painted and was like, what is this weird death machine that she painted on the oar? It looks nothing like a riverboat.
Also, are you going to put up an oar with a riverboat on it?
Yeah, it's mixing mechanical mediums there, right? Because you don't need an oar for a riverboat.
That's true.
I mean, who's putting up oars of anything? I feel like that's... something you see in like an old cabin that you go into with like wood paneling sides. Like, I did not know like people were even still making these.
I think she should get really confusing and start putting like pictures of jet skis on the oar.
Well, we all know a letter is a poor substitute for spending time together.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to see you again in person soon.
Yeah.
In parentheses, I hope I never see a face mask again. Let us know if you're going to be in town.
No, not if you don't wear a face mask.
No.
Come on, June. Please just wear... I'm coming by, but you got to wear the face mask.
If you time it right, you might even catch Corey on one of his rare home visits.
Okay, Corey, why can't you head home once in a while?
That's
Mom's
right.
Clearly pissed about it.
I know. Rare.
Rare.
Rare visit home.
After the bustle of the holiday season winds down, we'll be gearing for a big Mandel road trip to see Corey in action down south this summer.
Mom's coming to you, Corey.
She's going to be setting up in the French Quarter trying to sell her riverboat oars.
That train's a coming your way, buddy.
Sorry, Corey.
In the meantime, from all the Mandels, warm wishes for the best Christmas ever. Hugs, kisses, and full sails.
Ooh.
June, Lewis, Corey, Catherine Mandel.
Amazing.
Well, there you have it. Sails up, masks on, and hand-painted oars in the water. And Merry Christmas. Or, as they say in Barcelona... you don't have to go home, but you can drink sangria here, Katie. It's a Wonderful Lie is an AudioChuck original, created and executive produced by Ashley Flowers. Produced by and featuring Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. Production assistance by David Flowers. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?
Life is a highway. and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.